Blog Talk Radio.
January 13th, 2009, the Madden Voice is live, direct to you, show 33 shows. We've been doing this for almost a year now, and our second show of the new year, and just opened up the chat room, sorry, and almost didn't make it on the show on time. I got held up, but got here on time. It is me, Commish T, or the EAFL Commish, as you know. But everybody just pretty much calls me T. And, we are here for you for 2 hours, or until we run out of material, whatever comes first, to discuss Madden, to discuss the EAFL, the league that I so affectionately love and oversee. As always, we'll talk about the latest in the Madden world, maybe even talk a little bit about the MCs that are going on as we speak in Turks and Caicos. And most of us did not get to go, but there are two people from the EAFL that are down there, Primetime Surfer, a member of the league, and Joro, also a member of the league. And we'll see if we can get some updates on their status. And we're going to talk EAFL tonight. We do have a couple of callers, a couple of guests that are going to be coming on the show tonight. So we will be talking some other things. But we do want to kind of talk a little bit about the league tonight. We really haven't talked a lot about the league over the last few weeks. And to the league members, I apologize, although I don't think it's a bad thing. We've really had some good momentum talking about the tournament scene and some of the things that are going on there. And, again, thanks to all of you. Last week's show was our most popular show since being on the station, being on the air. And we are doing really well ratings-wise for our category. We are in the top, I believe we were 14th in our category. The number one Madden show on the air convincingly, and actually doing better than a lot of shows that actually we have never requested a feature spot on the side or anything like that. And that said, we're doing better than a lot of those shows. Again, last week's show was for shows in our category, which there are literally hundreds of, we were 14th. So I'm pretty proud about that, and I'm pretty proud about all the support that we're getting and all of the love that people are getting or are giving to us. It's been, flattering. It's been mind-blowing. There is a, let's see if I can find, there was a mail that came in to me from a gentleman, and I asked him if I could read it on the air, and he said I could. So now, because I don't have it handy, let me just see if I can pull it up. But it was really flattering. So just bear with me a minute, and I will pull up this email. And let's see, bear with me for a second here. And while I do that, let me remind you that to call in, it's very simple to call in to get on the Madden Voice, and all you have to do is dial 347-838-9525. You can also catch me on Instant Messenger as soon as I open up Instant Messenger. I told you I was running a little bit behind tonight. And catch me on Instant Messenger, on America Online, at EAFL Commissioner. And you can instant message me any of your questions or comments. You'll probably hear the AOL thing open up momentarily, and that will show you that I am online. And there you go. We are there. So feel free to instant message me. Or if you want to use the old-fashioned route of email, send an email to the Madden Voice at eaflmadden.com. And all right, let me see if I can find this email that I thought was It was really good. It was really nice. And just bear with me 1 second here. Okay. The guy on the Madden Lab sent me a private message. I won't say who his name is. I don't know that. I don't know. I'm not going to say his name is. I told him I'd read the email. He knows who he is. And a fairly new member of the Madden Lab. And his email says, hey, Kamish, just wanted to say thanks for your Madden Voice show. I've been listening for the past 3 weeks, and it has inspired me to really try to improve my game and to get into the tourney scene. It also inspired me to get on the boards and get talking. Just wanted to say thanks. And if you haven't noticed, that what you're doing really is, capital letters, having an impact on the Madden community. Because I'm sure I'm not the only one you've gotten excited about Madden. So I want to thank this guy, and this is it's a very nice compliment, and I want to thank all of you because it's your support that keeps the show going strong. It's all of our great guests that we've had, and we've had some of the best guests that you can ever get in the Madden world to come on the show. And last week, you know, to have Bobby Storm come on and you know, the current godfather of tournaments, if you will, and to have Swami come on, the previous godfather of tournaments, and Rod and A1 and Ron, and, you know, and then the guys from the Madden Nation show. And, it was a really all around, it was an exciting show, and it was our most popular show. So it shows that we're giving you what you asked for. We are providing you with what you want, or you wouldn't be listening to the show. So I appreciate it. We appreciate it, and let's hope that we can keep up the good work and keep bringing you what you want here in the Madden world. TMV, the Madden Voice. There will be no show next week, and for a pretty good reason. One, I could use a week off. I went straight through the holidays without taking a week off. So one, I could use a week off, but more importantly, next Tuesday is January 20th. It's the day after Martin Luther King's birthday. It is also Inauguration Day, and it'll be the day that this country sees its first African-American president. Barack Obama will be sworn in, and as of Tuesday, we will be calling him President Obama. Like him or not, he will be your president starting next Tuesday, and it's history. And again, like it or not, it's history. I'm taking a day off from work. I'm going to sit, right in front of my TV, and I'm going to watch everything. I'm going to soak it in, and I'm going to enjoy watching Obama take office. And can't wait to hear his speech. I imagine it'll be a historical speech. And, he's already kind of at work, but then officially it begins, and let's see what he can do. I think he's been very smart with trying to keep expectations realistic. This country, this world didn't get into the situation overnight, and it certainly will not get out of this situation overnight. It's going to take a lot of hard work, and it's going to take some patience, and, it's going to take some time. So, but I'm optimistic. So, okay, that said, we do have a caller. So let's go ahead straight to the phone lines. And let's get our first caller of the evening in, area code 413, which I happen to know is Massachusetts, just north of me here in Connecticut. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, how you doing, Coach? It's S. Gibbs.
S. Gibbs. You know the one. Everybody wants to call me Coach K. Why do people
call me? I don't know.
Everybody, I get emails, hey, Coach. I had a guy post on the Madden Lab forum where I posted some, I don't remember what I posted for, but I posted something, and a guy, looking for the commish, and a guy comes and he posts, hey, Coach, blah, 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 blah. Dude, you can't even read that the post was me?
I don't know.
Was that not?
It flows off the tongue. It's easy. I don't know. It's something about it. I don't know. But
something about Coach Lou. Okay. I'm going to change my name then. I'll make him Commish K, and I'll be Coach T. How's that?
That's good, yeah.
All right, welcome to the show. What are your comments? Good.
Yeah, I'm just calling in to, say everyone, everyone should call into the show, and it's a great show, always loving it. I was just leaving the gym, so I couldn't get to my computer, so I thought I'd call in just to catch the beginning of the show before I get home. So, And I just want to also let everyone know, Madden Bible, once again, updating the sites. It's always free information, free tips to everyone out there. It's coming from myself and from Z-Files. You know, if you have any feedback to the community, guys, you know, give us feedback, post, send us emails, post on the website, you know, anything you like, you don't like, just let us know. That's all we're here for, just trying to have fun with the site and just doing it for everyone out there.
MaddenBible.com. Now, you know, while I got you on the line, you know, you have certainly been a center of attention on the Madden Lab forum, and you know, it got to the point where your customer service people from Eskiz Inc. had to kind of step in and regulate all of the people that were after you. You know, what happened? What went on there?
Well, you know, that's true. I mean, I've been receiving a high demand for games, and it just got to the point where, you know, I couldn't handle it myself. So in order to provide world-class service to all my fans out there, I really needed to reach out and expand my area and my whole game and everything. So I thought I would start a business called Eskiz Inc. And I got a few members, customer service team. And that's what the majority of the posts are coming from our customer service team. Unfortunately, we had to have a few judicial board reviews and had to have some bans go out. But and I never like to see that because I always like to provide, you know, like I said, world-class service to all my fans out there. You know, it just had to happen. People want to challenge me. People say the EAFL are terrible. You know, I'm one that I will always, always play anybody. I don't care what it is. But I'm not going to play a game, these money games. I'm not going to play a $50, $100 game. I'm never going to put my money up for grabs like that. But, you know, I always challenge anyone to a game. I'll play small bets. I'm going to be at Players Bowl. I'll be playing there. I'm just sick and tired of hearing people like that Crank guy. There's a few other guys on TML, Aaron or Aaron, whatever his name is, but they're always saying the EFL is terrible. They're saying there's no competition. Hey, you know, I've stepped up to the plate and played all those guys. I challenged Dynasty. Well, actually, aforementioned Dynasty. He's now the Legacy because I ended the Dynasty by beating him. I also challenged Little Man, took him down. I challenged Little Steve, took him down. Crank is just another person. So currently, you know, I don't know who wants to step up to the plate and take me on next, but it's just getting kind of redundant of all the people that are, you know, trashing on the EF all the time, and it's just kind of getting sick and tired of it. So,
you know, I will. Well, first, let me. You know, I will say this. American Idol's on. If anybody's watching American Idol, it got really interesting. But anyway, I will say this: that you know, I'll quote you know, my owner. When I say my owner, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, when people about the Cowboys, he loves it. And when people are talking about the EAFL, I love it. I find it funny that everybody knows everything about the league. I find it funny that everybody wants to talk down about the league, and most of the guys do are guys that have never even been in the league.
Sure.
But that said, the EAFL has two resident pit bulls on its staff, and one is S. Gibbs, and the other one is Goldballs. And either one of these two guys have no problem stepping up, repping the league, and playing anybody. But let's not get into the cop-out of, I only play for $50 or $100 or, you know, whatever. If you're going to play and you want to test our competition, so to speak, and you don't want to join the league, because, frankly, you know, to play one game against one owner doesn't really mean anything. It, you know, guys in our league that have sustained greatness have done it game after game, season after season. And, you know, Eskiz, you're one of the guys that is certainly creating a nice name for yourself in the league. Goldballs has some good history in the league, and we have several guys that have some solid history in the league. So guys out there that want to test the level of competition, you know, join the league and you know, be patient. You will get in, but then you got to play your games and show, can you play the rigors of, you know, a 16-game schedule?
Hello? Hello.
Okay, not sure what happened there. Let's see if I can get Eskiz back. As good as you there?
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know.
All right. I don't either. That's a Blog Talk Radio error that bounced me off. Did you get bounced off too, or were you on the whole time?
No, it just went dead. I mean, the phone was still connected, but it just went dead.
So. Oh, okay. I don't even remember where I was, but I think the point I was making was, you know, if you're gonna criticize the league, jump on in, join, and you know, show some sustainability. Stay in the league for a while and let's see what you can do. And if you can come in here off the street and win two or three straight Super Bowls and never lose a game, hey, I'll be the first one to ring your bell for you. But it's never happened, and I don't think it ever will.
And personally, I don't know if anyone's seen some of the posts on TML about Triumph put out there about the Madden Pride game where you know the loser has to wear a trash bag. Why don't people challenge with those? That's funny. That's funny, and it keeps things interesting. And a lot more is on the line than money. You know, you can't hide behind money forever. And I think most of these guys, that's their excuse. They say, you know, I only play for $100 games. Well, Coach K always comes back with, well, play me for $1 million. And then it's always like, oh, well, that's an unrealistic amount. Well, to a lot of guys, $50, $100 Madden game is unrealistic. Just, you know, I hate that whole excuse.
Well,
it's something to hide behind. It's cowardly.
I think that, you know, as we've talked about over the last few weeks, I think that there's a culture in Madden that has to change. And the culture of disrespecting your opponent has got to change. There's no reason to just completely disrespect the guy that's giving you an opportunity to play this game. If you never have an opponent, you can't play the game. So why disrespect your opponent, number one? And number two, this whole premise that, you know, I had a guy at Philly MC tell me that Madden was made for betting. All right, hey, to each his own. I'm not going to bet on a video game. And then this whole thing about, you know, if you don't play for money, then you're no good. You know, to take money, I mean, let's be honest here. Let's be honest. You know, how much money, forget the top three or four or five guys in the game that might be able to make a decent living for a year or two. Let's just forget them and call them, you know, when you're doing a study, you take the extremes out and you look at the averages. So what does an average Madden baller take home in a 12-month period?
Well,
you know, can an average baller make $10,000, $15,000, $20,000? Let's say they can, right? Let's just say you can. Let's say playing this game, you can make $25,000 in a year and be decent at the game and play tournament games and money games and all of the betting sites, and you can make 25 grand a year. Now, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's $500 a week.
I'm not downing
25 grand, but what I'm saying to you is that enough to sit there and brag about? Is that enough to get up there and really, you know, blow smoke about that you're making $25,000 a year? Now, hey, I'm happy if you can make 25 grand playing a video game. Hey, more power to you. But, you know, I'm not going to disclose my salary, but I know a lot of guys in the EAFL making a lot more money a year than that.
I know, and I'm a year out of college, so I know that for a fact. So, I mean, I don't know if you. I've made some posts before about how I feel about guys that say, "Oh, I play money games, and you go look at my saloon record, yo, dog, and yo, and I got 300 plus wins." But the whole thing I think about it is, I mean, realistically, people are not playing on average $100 games a piece. I mean, every once in a while, I would like, you know, that's not the norm. That's outside the norm. You know, the norm I would say is probably maybe a $10, $15, $20 game, somewhere around that ballpark. So even if you are 300 games of, you know, like if you played 300 Madden games and you won every single one, $300 games times 10, you just made $3,000. And that's 300 hours worth of playing Madden. You know what I mean? But what are the odds you're going to go 300 and up?
Well,
it's not going
to
happen.
And let's put it to you this way. Let's just say by the time you log in, make your adjustments, set your audibles and, you know, your rosters and your depth charts and you play the game, it's an hour.
It's
so
an hour, and to set the game up.
Right, so it's an hour. You've made $10. So in essence, it's $10 an hour. I mean, you can make more than that delivering pizza.
It's an overnight job at the grocery store.
And let me also say this. I'm not knocking the people that play for money. I just think they should knock people that don't play for money. It doesn't make you a better player because money is on the line. It doesn't mean that you've got better skills. It doesn't mean that you take the game more seriously because you've put 25, 50, 100 bucks up. So that means I'm serious because I just reached into my pocket and put $100 up. It just means that you put $100 up. It's as simple as that, you know. And I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of people that play the game of poker that play a lot of poker and are very serious about their poker, whether they're putting money on it or whether they're not. And I don't want to get all into the whole poker world, but I know a lot of professional poker players, and when you go to play them in poker, they take it seriously no matter what. So, I mean, let's just be realistic. You know, that's all I'm saying. Let's just be realistic.
And there's one more thing I want to touch base on. It's about that whole attitude of the Madden game. I think personally, I think forums and online sites and all that, I know there's no way to get around them anymore, but I think that's part of the reason why everyone seems like a complete jerk. I mean, it's real easy to hide behind a computer screen and, you know, just run your mouth, and I think that's what a lot of guys do. I know I, for one, I've gotten carried away a few times, and it's easy to do that, but, you know.
No,
person,
not you.
No. I've never gotten carried away, ever. No, never. But, I mean, it's real easy, but in person, are you really going to say the things you said to me on the forum? Because that, you know, you're not, I highly doubt it. I really highly doubt it. You know, you got to just tone it down. Some of the, you know, like how you always said, I cannot stand the ghetto e-thug, you know, image that people are trying to portray. And I don't even know if you can put a label on what an e-thug is, but, it's just the, I mean, I, for one, I don't, you know, type and correct my spelling and everything, but I don't spell, you know, this as D-I-Z. You know,
right.
That is something that needs to change. People need to start having more respect for the game, just more respect for each other. And I think that
and you know what? More respect for themselves. I mean, it starts with respect.
I don't
want to
say that, but
no, I'll say it, man. I'm old enough to be most of these guys' fathers, and more respect for yourself. I mean, it is not cool to type like you have a broken keyboard, man. I mean,
it's not.
You know, I correct me and say, oh, I didn't know this was an English class. Dude, no, it's not an English class, but come on, man. You know, just some semblance of the fact that you can spell would make sense. You know, I mean, come on. It's just, like I said, man, you know, Madden is a great game. We got a great Madden community. I think there's a lot of guys out there that lead this community well. We had many, many community leaders on this show over the last 3 weeks. You don't hear any of these guys, the most respected community leaders Madden has, you didn't hear one of these guys talking like an internet thug, talking like they just got out the hood. You heard intelligent men talking about the game of Madden and talking about the tournament scene. And these are the guys that are providing venues of success for all of these guys to go play. So if those are the leaders, man, then just respect them and act accordingly. That's all right. I go. Getting off my soapbox. Eskins, anything else you want to say about it? One more plug for the MaddenBible.com?
Well, you know, always, you know, we put things out there for free for everybody, and I just want to stress that, you know, it's not going to change. You know, We are putting things out there. We're also, we've been in contact with local people in the area of I'm out near Boston, so, and there's not a lot of tournaments around here, but there's a local gaming entity out here. We're trying to hook up and get some tournaments to start going out here. It'd be run through that store. I'm not going to mention the store yet because we haven't had any confirmation yet. But it's something we're looking into. ZFars and myself, we're trying to have the Madden Bible be hosted with it. You know, we like to do some interviews with the EAFL champion, so look for Cole to be the next member on the Madden Bible for an interview. Always, you know, stay updated with Madden Bible.
Did you contact the EAFL front office personnel and make sure that, you know, you probably want to contact them and make sure, you know, this publicity that you're doing, you know, make sure there's an agreement in place. I know you got a big company, Eskins Inc., and you may want to, you know, have your people contact the EAFL people and just make sure details are worked out.
I'll put a special little note into Eskibs Inc. I'll let my customer service team know to get a hold of the EAFL front office, definitely.
Yeah, I think it's good.
You know, and I wanted one last thing to be real quick about, you know, how the whole aura of the Madden gamer. It's been touched on before about how, you know, Madden players, you know, like other video games, we don't have any sponsorships for any players, and that goes along with the Madden image. it goes along with the elite players. They're not selling themselves. You know, you got to learn how to sell yourself. I mean, I'm not saying I know how to sell myself or anyone else is better or anything, but you have to be able to promote yourself. You can't go around, you know, being a jerk. That's not a good way to do it. But I think if people were more respectful and more respect for themselves, like you said, everyone would start seeing a turnaround. If we all work together at it, if we all work together to get to a certain point, it would turn the Madden community into a better place. And I think that's what the EAFL is. That's what we're representing. That's where it's going. And that's also what Madden Bible wants to do. That's what we're looking to do. And I just, you know, I think the EAFL and Madden Bible are going in the right direction for all this.
Well, it sounds good, and I'm certain that, you know, there's always potential for, you know, and as a general statement, over the last, I don't know, even before we made the move to TML, probably over the last 75 to 90 days, the EAFL has been, quite frankly, flooded with requests to do business. And, you know, I it's a good thing, and I appreciate every single person that has said, we want to do something with you, whether it be big, whether it be small. We appreciate it. We appreciate everybody out there that wants to collaborate. And some of you will get that opportunity to work with us on some things that you've mentioned, and others, it may not be a fit. But regardless, we appreciate it and are certainly striving towards, just as you are and just as so many people are, to just make this community even better and improve this community. So, all right. Hey, Eskiz, thanks for calling in. And if anybody needs to reach you, they can certainly send a email or a PM to Eskiz Inc. Incorporated there, and your customer service people will take good care of them, right?
Yes, they will.
All right. Sounds good. Right. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Hey, just put
All
me
right.
on mute.
All right, will do.
Thanks.
All right. Muting Eskiz. I met Eskiz at the Philly MC. And, you know, he's right in a lot of things that he says. And he's also he's right a lot of things that he said. And it's also true when you meet somebody versus just knowing them on a message board. You know, I have so many people that I talk to on the phone, or you know, instant messenger is okay, or email is okay, but it's really cool when you can talk to somebody on the phone and actually hear their real voice, or you know, when you see them in person. We have a guy in our league, Fastball, and you know, before him and I met, you know, frankly, I didn't really care for the guy. I thought, you know, this guy, you know, what is wrong with this cat? I mean, you know, and I had some words I was going to say to him when I met him, because I just didn't get his sense of humor, and I really just didn't like the guy, you know. And then we go to the, this was 2006, we go to the New York Madden Challenge, myself, Bama from Maryland, Nelly Nell from the city, Coach K from the city, might have been a couple other guys there. I'm drawing a blank, but Fastball was there. And I meet the guy, talk to him for 5 minutes, and I realize he's harmless. You know, I realize, like, this guy just likes to make jokes, you know, and that was the end of it. So sometimes it really matters to actually meet somebody in person or see them, talk to them on the phone even, and it becomes different. It becomes, you know, you start to say, okay, maybe this guy isn't that bad. So let's see. We have I actually got an email. So for those of you guys who don't think that email is alive and well, we actually do get an email. Got an email from a gentleman who's in the EAFL. He's looking for a scheme. He's 0-3 right now in one of our minor leagues. I'm not going to identify him out of respect. He didn't say to keep his identity a secret, but I don't want the guy to get a hard time on the message boards. But he's struggling right now in one of our developmental leagues. He's looking for a scheme on offense, and let's see. He's tried the Seahawks playbook, but nothing seems to work, and he's just wondering. Okay, so if anybody out there wants to call in, or wants to email or PM or anything like that, some tips for this guy who's looking for how to improve his offense. I will say this, as everybody knows, we are partnered with the Madden Lab, and I don't get anything for this plug other than maybe some more friendship from Gambino and Duke. That's about it. But, I mean, they do have a great product called the Madden Lab. where you can join the lab and, you know, learn some very special things about the game. So, you know, I'd say while certainly calling into the show or, you know, using the show to get some help isn't a bad idea. I mean, we are on a major site that has now they're not, it's not free. You do have to pay. But, I mean, you know, how much do you spend on your hobby in the first place? You know, if you have a hobby, you're going to spend a little bit of money on it. So, you know, if you join, and I'll be honest, I don't remember the price. We had Gambino on when we first started. I believe it's a complete one-year membership to the lab, and if someone knows the price, if they can send it to me. But I would say, hey, man, you know, check it out. Check out the Madden Lab. I mean, what do you got to lose? What is it? I don't know, 20, 25, 30 bucks maybe? I mean, what's that? You know, that's a round of drinks if you go out. So, I mean, you know, give it a shot. It certainly can't hurt. I think anytime anybody has something in the game that they want to share, you know, Madden is like football. It's just, it's a game. And so you can't necessarily treat it like the NFL. But if you know football, you certainly can use that to your advantage in the game of Madden. There's no doubt about it. It's not required, but it certainly helps. I'm getting $25 for the Madden Lab for a year, and I believe they also sell e-books as well. So, I mean, hey, give that a shot. And if anybody has any other thoughts, want to call in, you can call in 347-838-9525. And give this gentleman some help. All right. There's someone from a 484 area code that keeps calling in and hanging up. And I'm sorry, every time I go to get you, you're gone. So if you call in again, I will get you. But right now we have a 651 area code calling into the Madden Voice. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Commish? This is David from The Battle Begins.
Oh, okay. Thanks for calling in, David.
Hey, thanks for having
me. Oh, this is the number you sent me. Yeah, okay, I'm an idiot. What can I tell you?
It's all good.
That's all right. Yeah, I do have it in front of me, and it is 9:30. Okay, so we have David from this is a fairly new website?
Yep, that's right. It's been open for about a month and a half now.
Okay, and it's called thebattlebegins.com. So explain to everybody the concept of your new website, thebattlebegins.com.
Well, The Battle Begins is pretty much just like any of those other sites out there, except for the fact that we don't charge a commission on any of our cash games. And we also have a point system set up where users can play for points, and then they can redeem their points in for prizes such as Xboxes, accessories, games, or whatever they want to do.
So, okay, let me make sure I'm following you. Say that again. They come on and they play for points?
Points or cash. We offer cash as well.
Cash.
Yep.
Okay. So are you going after I don't want to plug the other guy there because they haven't come onto the show yet, but there's another site that everyone knows fairly well, the old Western site there. Is that kind of your market? You're going after that group of people?
No, we're not going after anybody, you know. I mean, we feel like there's enough to go around for the market for everybody, so we don't have anybody we're going after, anybody we're trying to, you know, target or anything like that.
Okay.
We're centered on the community. The reason why we don't charge commissions is that we're trying to build a gaming community rather than, you know, take commissions off bets here and there or whatever. We want to build a gaming community for all gamers.
So when you say you don't charge a commission, are you saying that, you know, all the money that is invested is – I guess clear that up for me. When you say you don't – there's no commission,
yeah.
Clear that up for me.
Okay. So, like, other sites take between 10 to 15% or whatever. And with those sites, they take it off the bet that they have playing for. But with us, let's say you bet $10 and somebody else bets $10. When you guys are betting $10, the winner of the game gets the full 20. We take nothing off that.
Now, how can you sustain that? Because aren't there costs in providing the services that you're providing?
Oh, yeah. Like in any business, there are costs. But, I mean, we make all our revenue through advertisements. We have ads all over our pages. And, I mean, that's where we make our money.
So if somebody joins your site, are they also opening themselves up to solicitations from these same companies, or is their information private from those solicitations?
Nope, their information is private. We don't sell off any user information at all whatsoever.
Okay. So take me through this. We join the site, you sign up. Is this done via PayPal? Is that the preferred method, or is there another way to actually exchange the cash? Or?
Yep, everything is done through PayPal. I mean, if you want, you accept all major credit cards as well, but we feel that PayPal, you know, that's the Internet's leading provider of online safe, secure payments, so that's what we chose to go with.
Okay, and so you play, I put up 10, you put up 10, we play, I win, of course, and so now I've got $20, but you're also saying that if I can also, instead of getting the cash, I can get items, I can get accessories?
Well, I mean, if you play for cash, you're going to get cash. I mean, why not, you know, if you're playing for cash already?
Okay.
But we offer a point system in which we give all users who first sign up with us, we give them 100 points. And then from there, you can wager whatever points you want. Otherwise, you can earn points by logging in, by posting on our forums, or even, like, playing against other users and getting positive feedback. All that earns you points. And with the points, we have a battle shop set up. And you go to the shop, we have a whole list of whatever, like a bunch of items. We have Xboxes, PlayStations, all these accessories, games, whatever. And then from there, like, you earn enough points, you pretty much go to us, you redeem your points in, and get whatever item you have enough points for.
So someone could actually, just from being active members on your site, being involved but not necessarily playing a lot of games, can generate points enough to actually get accessories, actually get, you know, be able to buy some items using the points.
Yep, you got it. I mean, you don't have to play games at all. You know, you just have to come on and be courteous and friendly. You know what I'm saying? That's a big thing about us is we're all about having a good community. We don't want to have a community where people can come back on other users, you know, call other users' names, disrespect everybody. Because, I mean, in sports, you know, that's not looked up. That's not looked upon, you know, that's looked down upon. When you do that, people don't like that, and we don't like that in our community either. So we will kick, we will ban users just for being disrespectful and, you know, trying to start stuff on the site. We're not here for that, you know what I'm saying? We're here to just maintain a good community and, you know, focus on having a good gaming community.
I have a question from my audience, came through Instant Messenger. Are there any taxes taken out of the money?
Nope. The only fee there is PayPal's fee. When you deposit money into PayPal, PayPal charges you 3.9% on any deposit that you do. So, I mean, that's all on PayPal's end. That has nothing to do with us. So, I mean, that's not us charging at all. That's PayPal. But when you have the money on the site and you want to bet $5, $10, whatever, whatever you're going to bet, you're going to get. I mean, we are a free site, and we can't take the hit of the PayPal, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, why would, you know, there's another well-known site out there that does this, and there's a lot of people that use that site, you know, and I would imagine that, you know, you should have a sense of your competition a little bit. Why would someone, and I know you're saying that you're not trying to actually take away, but what's the selling, you know, why would someone go to your site versus that other site? What would be the advantage of them saying, okay, I'm over here, but you know what, I'm going to go try the Battle Begins?
Right. Well, I mean, like I said, with our site, there's no commission, so we don't charge anything at all. And even with withdrawals, when you're withdrawing money, you know, other sites charge like $3, $4, $5, whatever the case may be. We don't charge any withdrawals because it's all done through PayPal. And money transferring through PayPal is completely free. And also, with our site, we have a live web application called our Battle Center. And with the live web application, you can essentially, what it is you log on the site, you click the Launch Battle Center button, and then it pops up a window. And the window is like a giant chat room with a bunch of rooms in there. And there's people that are always in there talking, setting up games, whatever. And there you can pretty much set a game up and play right away. Whereas I know with these other sites, you know, you have to send somebody a message. They have to send you back something. And it goes back and forth. But with us, it's like, you know, listen, you're in college. You got a free minute or something in between classes or whatever. You know, you want to try to get a quick game. So you hop on this, find somebody, you play a quick game, and then you finish up and you go about your business.
That guy that asked the question said thanks, and he'll be signing up. He happens to be a member of my league, so you sold at least one person. Now, what about in-game disputes? What about are there overarching rules or regulations as far as gameplay goes, or do you let that be decided by the two combatants? And secondly, if there is a dispute where someone feels that maybe they got cheated or something illegal was done, what would their recourse be?
All right. I mean, our dispute system is a little bit different than everybody else's. I mean, with our dispute system, we try to think of the best way possible to make sure nobody gets screwed. So with our dispute system, let's say we're playing for $10 each, you and me, and, you know, you, of course, win. And I thinking that I'm the greatest, I like to say that I won. So, obviously right there we go into a dispute. From there, what happens then is the game ends and we both get fully refunded our money or points, whatever the case may be. And once that is done, it opens up a thread in the forum, your dispute thread. And then there, it records the chat log from the game that you played. It records the chat log, and also there you can post your EA stats, or you can post your capture card videos or any other videos you have that may prove your case. And with our dispute system, the best way we could think of without screwing somebody over is just to fully refund the money, and we put a dispute on each one of your accounts for everybody to see until one side or the other is able to prove correctly who won or lost, then the dispute would be removed on that person.
Okay, so I dispute something in the game, and so I send in my proof. So no money is transacted at that time until the investigation is concluded. Is that what you're saying?
Actually, no money will ever be switched from one account to the other. You will both be fully refunded your money or your points, and then from there, our community is based on reputation. We're trying to build a good reputation for all of our users and all our users to maintain a good reputation. So pretty much how it works is, you and me go into a dispute, we both get our money refunded, and we're both in the forums thread now trying to argue our case to see who won, who lost. And let's say that you won and you provided the correct evidence. So then the dispute would be removed from your account, but I would maintain the dispute on my account. And the dispute on my account, everybody can see the dispute. So if I'm looking for a user to play and I see he's got a bunch of disputes, why would I want to play him? You know what I'm trying to say? We're trying to filter out bad and dishonest players. We're trying to make it so that these players are, people don't want to play them, people play other people. But we know that, sometimes things happen, there's misunderstandings or sometimes people are trying to hustle you or scam you or whatever. So we don't feel that it's fair that, because somebody is trying to edit EA stats or edit any kind of evidence that, why should we find you, We're trying to build a good community here, so we're not trying to find anybody. We just feel that, let's just give everybody back their complete money, and then if they feel strongly about it that, one user is better than the other, then you guys play it over again. Hopefully you guys can play it out and get good results. But, I mean, users that are caught cheating on our site, they will be banned. It's not like, you can go on doing whatever and nothing's going to happen. If we find that you are cheating and, it's been repeated upon, everybody is saying you're cheating or whatever, and we find evidence that you are cheating, then we will ban you.
Who sets the in-game rules?
The users do. We have it set up so we do research on the games, so we know, what specific rules there are. Like, you could set all Madden, quarter minutes, you could set injuries, fatigues, and all that. And let's say you don't want to play no RCs or whatever, there is a box where you can enter in your additional rules. And in those rules, you say whatever you want there, and whoever's the host, they make the rules.
Okay, so you have a way to kind of get into a contract with your opponent beforehand, before anything happens, to be clear, this is the kind of game I want to play. I'm a straight player, so I don't want, you can't go for it on fourth down except for this, that, and the other. You can't run the clock. You can't do this. You can't do that. And so you write all that out. The other person sees it, and if they agree, there's a way they signify to you, yep, that's fine, and then you put your wager up and you're in the game?
Yep. I mean, if you got a minute or whatever, I'm willing to walk you through the site. I'll give you, a one-on-one tour of everything, show you how our system works. I mean, we do that. we do that with every user. Not just you because you're a celebrity or anything, but I mean all users all users on our site, we treat as though they're celebrities. You know, we feel, you know, the community has a lot to do with customer support. You know, it's like when people have problems, people have questions, and nobody's there to answer them, it gets you nowhere. So us as owners, admins, we have moderators on the site. We are always on the site. There's 90% of the time, I'll say there's somebody on the site that's willing to answer your question. And if not, we have plenty of ways on our site for you to contact us, and we will contact you back within 24 hours.
Right. And I want everybody in EAFL to just hear. He said it, not me. Celebrity. Y'all heard that. I have a couple of questions. One question that came through was, is there a live contact that someone could reach out to, like on an instant messenger or something?
Yep, we have AOL Instant Messenger, we have MSN, but I mean, our Battle Center is 100% live. Like, as soon as you hop into the Battle Center, I'll tell you right now, there's people in there that are looking for games, playing games. Otherwise, you know, there's people in there just chatting it up, and we ourselves are always in there. You know, I feel, you know, if I'm not willing to do the work, why push it on to somebody else? So I myself am actually in there, and, you know, if anybody has any questions, I'm always in there ready to go.
Okay. And another question is, and I'm going to kind of rephrase how the guy asked the question, but, you know, he's asking for you to be honest, how active is the site really? You know, obviously you're here promoting the site, and hopefully we can steer some business your way. But, you know, frankly, on an average day, you know, are you really getting a lot of activity these days?
Honestly, you know, like I said, we are in site. We've been open a month and a half, and we've only got about 300 users, active users on right now. So, I mean, it's luck of the draw, the time of the day that you hop on. But, I mean, we have plenty of people playing Madden. We have people playing Halo, Gears of War. Like I said, our site is not designed specifically for Madden. Our community is just a community of gamers overall. So, because we offer all games on Xbox, PlayStation, computer, Nintendo Wii. I mean, we don't focus primarily on Madden. So, I mean, it may be that users come on and there may not be a lot of Madden players on, or they may not even be looking to play. They just might be AFK or sitting around. But, I mean, usually at the time, there's probably about 20 to 30 people on. You know, I'm not going to lie to you guys. We are new, and we are working on getting more people on, and we are running promotions, such as we have a free Madden Xbox and PlayStation tournament with cash and point payouts, and it's free to register. And I believe our Xbox tournament is already full, but, I mean, we still have slots open for PlayStation. We have about 20 slots open, I believe.
Okay. And just to be clear, because I've gotten a couple of questions on your fees. You know, the money that you're using to cover your costs is from advertising. Currently, you are you're skimming nothing off of what the participants are contributing.
Yep, that's 100% right. All of our revenue comes completely 100% from advertisements, and not now or will we ever put on any fees for anything. We don't believe in commissions at all.
Okay. Where do you see the site in a year? You know, if you have your, if you could wave a magic wand and we're starting year 2010, where do you see yourself in a year?
Man, you know, I always, you know, like anybody with a business, you wish for the best. You know, I hope to see us in the top ranks along with, like, you know, MLG Pro or Game Battles or anybody. I mean, those guys are some big heavy hitters, and they're pretty well known in competitive gaming as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Well, sounds good, David. Well, I appreciate, you know, all the information, and you've answered, you know, everybody's question. We had quite a few questions come through, so clearly, you know, as you may have just heard with the last guy I was talking to, for whatever good or bad, there's a lot of people in Madden that affix money to playing the game, and, you know, so your site certainly will draw some interest. Hold on. I was about to wind down, but I just remembered I have someone on the line. Are you there, David?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. I have someone on the line. Govals, longtime member of the EAFL, has called in, and I believe he has a question for you. Govals, are you there?
Yeah, I've actually got a comment about his site and a question for him, or a suggestion, actually. I was going to let everyone know the good thing about his site and him not charging a fee or skimming a fee is that guys like me from Tennessee or Arizona or a couple other states, we can't use the other sites because our states prohibit us from participating in cash games that charge a fee. It's kind of like the Madden Challenge. They can't charge me a fee to enter it because my state prohibits me as a resident from paying a fee to enter a game of chance or a skill competition that has a cash prize. So at his site, I can actually play money games now since he doesn't take a fee. So that's a benefit to his not charging a fee off the top. Like, I know Bama lives in Maryland, and Maryland has that law too. So Bama can go there and play cash games if he wants to.
Okay. And as I always do, let me throw out the disclaimer. You're hearing that from Gold Balls. I'm not saying it's not true. We have not looked into it here at the Madden Voice. I don't know that Gold Balls would quote something that he doesn't firmly believe. So I believe there's some credibility to his statements. But I would ask everyone to just make sure you check your local state laws and just make sure that you're abiding by those laws. And if you find that this is the case, and maybe you can't participate on other sites because of this, and you can, well, here comes a reason why you may, you know, if this is something you're interested in, you want to give the Battle Begins an opportunity.
I'm not trying to tell anyone to do anything they shouldn't. Certainly check it out
right.
Yourself. But I know. Like if you're a resident of the state of Tennessee and you go to register at the other site you're talking about, will not let you register because it's not allowed in Tennessee. They won't even let you sign up for an account at all. And it's because it's a fee-based, what they call a
right.
Tournament prizes, and his site is not like that.
Now, David, do you know anything about this? Does this make sense to you at all? Or, you know, have you heard of people not being able to participate on other gaming sites but can come of yours because of the way it's structured?
Well, from what I've heard from other sites and our site as well is, I mean, there are certain states that don't allow you to play games of skill for money. But, I mean, that's money, you know. That's why we also offer a point system. You know, if you can't play for money, at least you can play for points, build your credibility, you know, earn a lot of points and still be able to redeem it for whatever you'd like. And, I mean, that's, you know, if you're getting points and you can pretty much earn a certain amount of points that you could trade it in for, like, an Xbox or a controller or a game, I mean, essentially that's almost as good as money, right?
Sure.
I would think so.
Okay.
Everyone check that out for yourself. I know for my state, basically the whole thing comes down to it's not that I can't play video games for money. It's that I can't play video games for money if the person that's holding the tournament or competition is charging an entry fee or a commission. So that's where my restriction comes in. Now, if there's other things that keep the other states, I don't know. I know all these states are listed together, and that's why I kind of lump them together because –
Yeah,
and
I would say that might be only because I know Connecticut has – but the Connecticut law is pretty clear. I mean, fortunately I have addresses in other states, so I always can get around stuff. But Connecticut's pretty clear. You can't do it, and there's no loophole there. But I haven't bothered to read. You know, I don't live in Tennessee, so you might very well be right, and there might be ways to the point system is not something that I have looked into. So that might be one way where you're playing for points, so there's no money exchange, and that might be 100% legal everywhere. I would advise everyone that I think Gold Balls raises a point that people want to certainly investigate what's going on in your state and find out if it's something that would be applicable. And if you find that you've been prevented from participating in the online gaming for money and yet this site is exempt because of the point system or because, as Gold Balls suggests, because he's not taking a fee, hey, there you go. But I would encourage everyone to just go ahead and double check that state by state. And hey, report back to the Madden Voice. You know, we'll certainly be the vehicle of advertising to let everybody know that there's an alternative out there. So, but yeah, that's good stuff, Gold Balls. That's good. Good contribution.
The one, Yeah, well, the one comment/suggestion I had for the guy is, I was listening a minute ago when he was talking about the dispute system, and I know for me, the way that dispute system is, I understand you've got a real good purpose for it, but for me as a guy that an hour's precious to me, and as they were talking about earlier in the show, it takes an hour at least to get a game done from start to end, and that doesn't count setting it up. I don't want to sign up to play a game for an hour, let's say for $10 or $20, and just because the guy decides to dispute that he didn't win, you know, even if I can clearly take a picture and show that I won, I don't want my money to basically not get my money. So my comment or suggestion to you would be, instead of just refunding the money immediately, maybe take that money and put it in the an escrow or a holding spot. And when you get your Hard Rock evidence and you make your decision, then you can distribute your money. That keeps people, because I know that's going to discourage me from playing games. If I'm going to sit there and play a game and possibly put a beat down on the dude, and all he has to do is file a dispute, and I've wasted my time. So I understand what you're saying, that in the long run, people like that, they're not going to last, but that doesn't help me with my wasted hour.
Right. We love taking suggestions, no doubt about it. If you would like to come on the site, you know, you put a suggestion in our suggestion forums. We actually go through those suggestions every day. You know, we try to get meetings in, and we try to discuss every suggestion we get. Because like I said, we are a new site, and we are still improving. So any improvements we can make, you know, we'll try to make the best community for you guys. That's our goal.
Good. Thanks for being on. I got to go because Tennessee's playing Kentucky tonight. But I'll say this: if you want to make it better, just keep calling in and talking to T about it. Me and T go head to head a lot, but T's a smart guy, and you know, the more you work with T, the better suggestions you're going to get, and the further you're going to get in this community and making things better. So, T, thanks for taking my call, man, and I got to run, but I'll try to listen after the ball game.
All right, thanks for calling in.
See you guys.
Take care. Boy, oh boy, must be my night. I'm a celebrity. I'm a smart guy. I'm getting all kinds of compliments tonight. Hey, I'll just say this. You know, stay in touch with us, and not only myself, but there's a lot of guys. You know, you've heard just in the 20 minutes or so you've been on the show, number of questions and stuff. So you know, we can have you back periodically to tell us what's going on with your site, and you know, and if people have suggestions and they want to share, we'll make sure they get over to you. It's not just me. There's a lot of knowledge out there in the man community, so it's great that you have the suggestion box and are willing to, you know, take suggestions from people. So that would be great. That's great. Any final comments, David?
I like to just thank you for your time, and you know, I think I forget what his name was. I'm sorry, but thank him for the suggestions, and you know, yeah, we'll be in touch for sure, man. I have no problems coming on here talking to you guys, and you know, if you guys have any personal questions you would like to ask me, whatever, feel free to hop on our site, hop in the Battle Center, and just confront us, you know? I mean, we're there all the time. We're open. We'll answer any question you have. But, I mean, if you don't feel like that's where you want to talk, feel free to leave a message with Commish, and I'm sure Commish will get in touch with me, and I'll be back.
Sounds good. All right. So, David, thanks for coming on. And, guys, go check out thebattlebegins.com. Let us know what you think. Go ahead out there. Check it out. Sign up. Play around with a little bit. Come on the show. We won't be on next week because of the new president, but we'll be back in 2 weeks. Come on, try it out, play a few games, and come back and report in and let us know what you think. So, David, again, thanks for calling in. TheBattleBegins.com. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Yep.
All right, that was David, the owner of TheBattleBegins.com. You know, sounds like they're trying. Sounds like they're certainly, he's honest. He's a new site, and you know, we'll see. Let's see how it works out. You know, everyone's not going to succeed, but you know, certainly he's trying, and he's very receptive, it sounds like, to modifying things and making it work for the gaming community. So, thebattlebegins.com. Give it a try. All right, we've got a 310 caller calling in. 310, welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, man? It's A1, man. I'm working, doing
A1.
Taxes right now. I'm just listening. Tax season, baby. Got to make that money.
Yeah, man. So you see, January 13th. So yeah, January, February, March, April. So you got about 3 more solid months of work ahead of you, huh?
Oh yeah, man. I'm in my office right now working it out.
Hey man, you know, which like you said, you got to make that money, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'll keep you on the line. I'll go ahead and mute you, and I'll probably check back in with you.
All right, Chief.
All right. Thank you. All right. That's our good friend A1, tournament director out on the West Coast. Well-known member of the Madden community, and hey, he actually has a day job doing your taxes. So this is his time of the year, and he's rocking and rolling. And you know, good luck to him, man. We got a guy in our league, Pimmer, that's also I think Pimmer is an accountant and well knowledgeable about the. I don't know that he does taxes, but I think he might be a tax accountant. But he'll correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure. All right. Another caller, 201 area code, which I happen to know is Northern New Jersey. 201. Who's calling in? 201, welcome to the Madden Voice.
This is Drama. What's going on, man?
Drama! Drama, what's going on? Drama has, man, now where's S Gibbs when we need him? what's going on, Drama? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm just calling in. Talk about the upcoming 20 King of the Couch and Jersey, about that. People should be popping. Everybody should be coming out, hopefully. Some EAFL guys should be coming out. I heard Casper, Coach K, some other people should be popping.
Yeah, we are hoping. I know NJ Rod is a normal listener and was hoping he would call in, but certainly you're welcome to call in as well and promote it. And yeah, we definitely want to plug King of the Couch is Saturday, correct?
Yep.
This Saturday.
Yep. 12 o'clock.
And
12 o'clock. 12 over o'clock. New Jersey.
Okay. What part of New Jersey is it?
Central New Jersey. Yeah. More central.
Okay. Somebody out there listening in. Look up this. I know it's 12 o'clock. Let's get some more information so that we can.
I think it's 5 East Blackwell Street in Dover, New Jersey, second floor. I remember that.
Okay. Okay. East Blackwell Street, Dover, New Jersey, second floor, noontime on Saturday.
January 17th. Yep.
And you can also go to njmaddenballers.com for more information. And I do know I've seen at least half a dozen EAFL members that said they were going to participate. So for all you guys out there.
A lot of people will be there. Mike will be there. The Brotherhood. We're taking that by storm.
Uh-oh, look out.
One of us will win.
All right, Brotherhood. All right. That sounds good. $25 to get in. And the Brotherhood's going to be there. The EAFL is going to be represented. We actually got some pretty good ballers that are going to be there.
I know. Casper's really good. Coach K is really good.
Tiki, a.k.a. Young Nell on the TML boards, who happens to be the commissioner of the 360 Major League, another solid baller. Bama, I believe Bama said he might make it. Bama actually lives in Meriden. Maryland, and I think he said he might make it. So we should be pretty deep. Should be a good. You know, I'm looking for some updates. I'm looking to see, you know, the EAFL versus the Brotherhood in the finals.
There's gonna be GTP there as well. Some local ballers and you know some other people. Hopefully it's gonna be a really good turnout. Hopefully.
All right. Sounds good. All right. All right. S Gibbs just confirmed to me via instant messenger that he's going to be there. So.
Oh, good. It's.
All right. Sounds good.
The hound dog. Pitbull.
The pitbull. That's right.
Pitbull has a cold.
All right, Drama. All right. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the shout out. Take care.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. Yep. Bye bye. All right. We have another caller that I keep missing. 770 area code. He knows who he is. I'm going to kind of hang here for you a minute and wait for you to call back so I can get you on the show. While I'm waiting on him to call back, I have a guy that emailed me, a loyal listener, who is starting a Madden League and asked me for some tips, which is pretty interesting. You know, I don't really give a lot of tips out for Madden leagues because, you know, if I'm going to help other guys run their leagues to make their leagues better, then what's it doing for our league? So it's a little difficult for me to give tips. But that said, I will say this. You know, run it like a business. Be serious about what you do. Be committed to what you do. If you're doing it just for ha-has, just for laughs and grins and giggles, then don't bother because you bring down the whole league community. We don't need any jackleg, shady, you know, tiny leagues. We need guys. If you're going to bring a league in, then be serious about it and make it a strong, solid league. Be committed to your league. Be committed to your owners, and make sure that you have good commissioners. Because without it, I was the only commissioner for a couple of seasons before I then started to bring in commissioners. And you know, not everybody can be a commissioner, and there is no loyalty in your league because of talent. Talent is a great thing to have, but you don't treat talented guys better than guys that aren't talented. You treat everybody the same because you want your league to be successful. So there are some free tips for you. You know, wish you luck to a degree. I'm just kidding. Good luck with your league. Guy who wants to message me, I hope it does well. And, you know, if you need any other help, just go ahead and send me an email or something. Still waiting on 770 to call back in. In the meantime, let's go to 575. 575, you are on the Madden Voice.
Hey, how's it going, man? This is Paul with Big City Tourneys.
Paul with Big City Tourneys. Well, Paul.
Big City Tourneys, baby.
All right. Well, Paul with Big City Tourneys.
Hey,
to the show.
I just want to say hi to everybody. We're kind of like a new Madden place that we got sponsored by Hooters here in Columbus, Ohio. We have a website at bigcityturneys.com. We're heading to our fifth tournament here on the 25th, which is on Sunday, starting at 1:30. Like I said, here in Columbus, where we guarantee the $500. We had actually a pretty turnout, and with some big names. We had Delph, K-Star, and Shutdown, and a couple other guys. I'm sorry if I missed you. B-Tep and a couple other guys from the Madden Lab that we had in our last tournament in December. And we're doing it again.
Now, when's the next tournament?
It's going to be January 25th in Columbus, Ohio, at the Hooters. You can check out bigcityturney.com to get the address and MapQuest it. Like I said, we're new to the community. I did this a long time ago, back in 2000. Some of the guys that I probably would recognize me, I did it pretty consistent for a good year and a half. And then, you know, personal things happen or whatever, and I had to shut it down. But we started to get to where we were pretty decent. And we started again. I love Madden. A little bit of my past. All our partners are all big Madden fans. I personally play every day. I get my butt kicked by guys like, you know, Delph and Shutdown. You know, they shut me down. But I mean, it's still the love for the game. I love my Madden brothers out there. I mean, I love being in the community. You know, and kind of like your last caller with the website. You know, we're all about trying to make our tournaments a little different, a little more unique for other players to give them more of incentive to come to the Big City Tourney.
Well, Ohio seems like it's a pretty aggressive territory for Madden, based on what I've seen on the message board. So it seems like that's a good area to do some live tournaments. And having Hooters as a sponsor, I mean, I'd go.
I mean, honestly, I mean, what else can you ask for? I mean, we got Madden, we got food, and most importantly, we got girls. And did I say it's at Hooters?
I'm sold.
And we just started one in Arizona. We just got approval with the Hooters franchise, and we just got started, and that's going to be February 22nd to kind of bring out, you know, to kind of stretch out. I know some of the other East Coast guys are, you know, so it kind of like we're trying to just kind of spread the love a little bit, you know, as far as like, you know, big city, we're trying to do some big things, you know. I do want to give some shout-outs to, like, NJ Rod. He's been real supportive. The Madden Federation T-Boy, or Team, I think it's T-Boy, sorry.
Yep.
All T-Boy, the guys on Madden Lab. Yeah, all those guys on Madden Lab. Those guys have been absolutely 100% supportive. And then also, too, also want to give a shout-out to Delph. He's our big city champ. This past December, he'll be defending his title. You know, so what we do. So some of the things that we offer with our tournament that makes it a little different and that we stand out is we have MVP awards. And what we do is our first round is what we call a domination round. And when you pay your way, you come in, you sign in, you give your number, we give you a stat sheet. The stat sheet is a real simple concept where guys would pick the best defense overall, which would include your interceptions, your tackles, and your fumble recoveries total. You take your complete offensive yards and your, make that a total as far as running and passing. You put that on the sheet. You put the longest field goal made, and you put that on the sheet. And then also your longest kickoff return, and you put that on a sheet. Now, after the first round only, like I said, we call it a domination round, where you just dominate, excluding the 21-point rule. There's no 21-point rule in the first round. Now, just depending on if we have an explosion of, like, you know, a bunch of participants playing, then we would probably put the 21-point rule and still record the stats, just to, you know, to save a little bit of time to keep the ball rolling, you know what I mean? So then at the end, after the first round, after everybody's had given in their papers, we have one of my partners sit there and go through who has the most offensive yards, who had the most turnovers, who had the longest field goal, and then we give these dog tags, which say with an engraving, an MVP award. It's almost like a little Olympic medal, and you know, we try to switch it up every month. And then also to Hooters, you know, they donate stuff to the MVPs and also the guys that are participate. So that's one of the things that we try to make a little different, you know, for our tournaments.
Okay. Well, that sounds unique. That sounds different. I'm still on the, you know, food and women. So, I mean, you know, anything behind that is gravy. So, you know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, Hooters girls and Madden, you can't go wrong. All right. So next tournament, January 25th in Columbus, Ohio. Go to bigcitytourney.com for more details. You can MapQuest how to get there. And we look forward to you expanding out into Arizona. And, hey, guys, I mean, he's got a sponsor. You know, Hooters is partnered with him. So, you know, you can't beat that. And that just shows that there are sponsorships out there. You may have to work for them. But there is a way to get, you know, name sponsors to provide some resources for your tournament. So
one thing too, if you guys want to come down, we're going to be down at the Harrisburg tournament for Madden Federation's Harrisburg tournament, the 31st. You know, come and, you know, we'll have our referee shirts on and who we are, and just, you know, come up and you know, introduce yourself. I love to meet everybody, man. I can't wait to meet some of the bigger names and you know, the Madden icons. I almost want them to find my shirt or something. I'm like, oh man, you know.
Sounds good. All right. Hey, Paul,
hey,
thanks for
man.
Calling in, and good luck to you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks. All right. That was Paul from Big City Tourneys, and check out his next tournament at Hooters in Columbus, Ohio, January 25th. Go to bigcitytourneys.com. We are now finally, and I have to apologize as I've been trying to get this gentleman's call on for about the last half an hour, and every time I saw his number popped up, I was in the middle of a conversation. So I want to thank a longtime Madden name and associated with the Madden Challenge and been around the game for a long time. And I want to thank the gentleman known as The Beast for joining the show. The Beast, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Oh.
Deal, fellas. What's the deal? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling. And you notice that with all the people that called in, you're the only one that got applause. So there you go. So for people that don't know who you are, tell everyone out there your association with the game we know as the Madden and your involvement in the past on the tournament scene.
Well, first of all, I can't believe there's anybody out there that doesn't know who I am. I mean, after all, I am the Beast. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, for those, and it's mainly the young cats out there who may not, you know, readily recognize my name, but you know, I've been around this game since, you know, from a tournament style since about 99 or so, 99, 98. You know, of course, we started out B&B, which is, you know, that was our Baltimore crew, you know, back home. So of course, you know, of that clique, you got Baller Brown, you got Top, you know, you got Sun B&B. There's so many of them. That's kind of where I started, where I originated. Later became a part of the BFL here in Atlanta, Georgia, which I'm still a member of. I think probably I'm most widely known for my role as the Madden Challenges MC. For a couple of years, and you know, in that role, man, I relished that role because I was able to bring so much energy and excitement to the event. I mean, even to this day, man, I still get just crazy calls saying, "Hey, Beast, you coming back? No, we miss you. We need the energy." You know, those are, you know, some of the things that I'm known for now, among others. You know, winning a few tournaments here and there, from New York to, you know, Florida to, you know, wherever I've been at. You know, I got the trophies and, you know, plaques on my mantle to prove it. But and we still ball to this day. So that's just a little bit about me and my background.
Okay. Now, you know, over the last few weeks, we've had, you know, and we have he's muted right now. We'll probably drag him on real quick. I want to make sure he gets my taxes done tonight. But we've got A1 on. But you know, over the last few weeks, we've had a lot of. Yeah, hold on. Let me grab A1 real quick. A1, are you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
All right.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, who's this?
The Beast.
Oh, what's up, Timino? What's up, dog?
What's going on with you, man?
Oh man, I'm chilling.
Wait, hold on. I gotta take this call. Hold on.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Let me put these people on hold real quick, man. Let me stop the Beast. What's up, dog?
That's,
man, it's been,
man,
a minute.
Cooler. It's been a long minute, man. Long minute.
Yeah, man. Oh, you know what? I need to get your hookup, man. I still got your AIM. But anyway, man, what y'all was talking about, man? I'm up here doing this lady taxes. She looking at me crazy. I'm sorry, man. I'll be with you in 1 second. It's important. It's my life.
Well, listen, you know what? I just wanted to give you a chance to say a quick hi. I'll go ahead and let you finish. I'll bring you back on before we say goodbye to the Beast. So.
Yeah. Hey, I need to get your hookup too, man, before you go. I'll talk to you about some stuff.
All right.
Let me put All right. So over the last few weeks, I love you know, being the conduit for reunions like that. Last week we had Swami on, and it was a love fest on the Madden Voice. Everybody loves Swami, and I just think we got the Beast on, so this is great. But you know, what's your take on? And you know, and I'm not sure how closely over the last couple of years you followed, you know, what's been going on in the tournament scene on a local and national level. But over the last few shows, we've had a lot of different conversations and varying views. And, you know, from where you were, kind of the ground roots and seeing a tournament scene come up from pretty much nothing into where it ended up, you know, what's your take on where it's ending up today versus where it was when you saw it go up? Do you think we're heading in the right direction, or are you concerned that maybe we're veering off course?
Well, I'll tell you like this from, and I mean, I would consider myself an old head because, you know, we started this from the ground up. You know, people, they weren't traveling from city to city.
you know, until we started doing it. They weren't throwing tournaments and then, you know, putting the word out there and inviting people from other states. And when we did it back then, it was mainly for, you know, the competition. It was mainly to see who was the best. You know, we were going from city to city to see who could beat the hell out of whose crew, you know, and come out victorious. You know, who would be the last man standing. You know, and of course there was a little nominal cash prize. You know, you'd be lucky if you won, you know, $500, right? But now you got, you know, a lot of the big money tournaments. You know, guys are looking for, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. It's more of a win at all costs type of thing. Whereas, you know, back in the day we had some rules, and then there were some glitches that would kind of sneak their way in. And I think, you know, now the tournament scene is, you know, it's more about, you know, who has the best gimmick or who has the best money play, so to speak. And we had some of that back in the day, but not to the extent that you see it now. The tournament scene has really died off compared to where it was. Let's say even, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. I guess in Madden terms, that's probably more like, you know, 10 years ago. It seems like it's been so long. But, you know, the tournament scene now is moving just, you know, further and further away from the real competitive edge to just, you know, who can rocket catch the best, you know, who can throw a deep ball and, you know, jump over three guys and get it the best. It's not a real game of skill. I think maybe that's partly because the game is so much easier now than it was back then. It takes less user skill now than it did back then.
Right. Now, do you think that's affected, you know, because as you noted, and as a lot of the tournament directors have said over the last few weeks, it's just not as it's just the scene isn't the same. And some people say it's because of the split in the platforms. You know, everything was PS2 for a while. And then when next gen came, now, you know, we've got 360 is kind of dominant system, but a lot of the Sony loyalists have stayed with the PS3, so there's been kind of a split. But with that said, do you think that the split of the system might be the problem, or is it really the fact that the game is just becoming so, you know, to use your word, gimmicky, that a lot of the natural true ballers have just decided, you know what, I don't even want to be bothered?
When you say that the console split is the reason for the decline, that's maybe at this juncture, because Next Gen has been out for so much longer now, that's maybe 10% of the issue. But what you have now are, you know, you have the guys who were, you know, or when we were on top of our game, we play the game now. And because it takes less skill, and you can lose just on the strength of a fluke. You know, to give an example, you know, I'm playing a playoff game, and you know, perfect pass over the middle, caught, tight end running down the field. You know, just a, you know, guy hits my shoelace, and I fumble the ball. You know, and that's for the ball game. You know, It's things like that are in the game. It's so fluky, and it's more about gimmicks now. And there's less user skill involved. So when you do, you know, get the opportunity to play somebody, you know, back in the day, you know, it's a lot more challenging because they're not so focused on a gimmick. They're more focused on actually playing a game and running, you know, an offense versus a gimmick. You know, and even back in the day when we had gimmicks, they call me, you know, the glitch master, so to speak, because I always had nanos, I always had a glitch here, or not necessarily a glitch, but I had something that set me apart from everybody else, and that was the beauty of it. Everybody had something that set them apart from everybody else. Everybody did something different. It wasn't like now where, okay, the rocket catch, I got to learn how to rocket catch. Everybody learns how to rocket catch, and that's the one thing that everybody can do. But, you know, back in the day, it wasn't like that.
So what do you think needs to happen if we're going to get the tournament scene back to the glory days and make it really, really profitable for the tournament directors and make it worthwhile for the participants where they know they can go, they know it's going to be well attended, and they know they're going to have a good time? What would you suggest?
Well, see, one of the things that the tournament directors really can't focus on And that's where we lose sight of what we really come out to play for, and that's competition. So when you start talking about 20 directors and you start talking about profitability of throwing a tournament, you know, to some extent you are gonna, you know, you do want to make a profit. You don't want to just break even. You know, for the work that you put in, you want to make a profit, but you can't look for, you know, profitability in the sense that you're gonna make, 200% profit. You know, because then at that point, you know, your entry fees go up. You know, your prize money isn't gonna be, you know, what it could be, because on the back end, the tournament promoters and the guys who actually run the tournament are gonna take, you know, a bigger cut. So what you really need to do to get the tournament thing, you know, back to where it was, you know, offer guaranteed prizes, and I'm not talking about guaranteed prize money in the realm or scope of, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, but if you're gonna do it, you know, make a guarantee, you know, $1,500, something like that. Break it down over the top three. You know, have the trophies. Now, those are the things that we did back in the day. You know, when we went to a tournament, now you got to the Final Four. You know, that Final Four, they got a trophy, and then from there on up, they all got trophies. Maybe the guys who made the top 10, you know, from, you know, sixth on down, got, you know, just a little something like that. But I think more importantly, you have to, you know, have those types of rules instituted that promote fair gameplay and dispel the allowance of the gimmicks, so to speak. Now, I'm not speaking of money plays. And when I speak of gimmicks, I'm speaking of, you know, things that just abuse the AI of the game. You know, in the perfect example in this year's game, and it's the one true flaw, because otherwise this year's game, at least on 360, is a wonderful game. But the Rocket Catch, with using a team, say, like Dallas, that has T.O. on one side, Roy Williams on the outside, you know, both on the outside and opposite sides, then you've got, in the middle, you've got Martellus Bennett at 6'6", then you've got Jason Bennett. Then you have Tony Romo throwing the ball. It's a borderline glitch. So you have to have some type of a rule in place that, you know, dispels the complete allowance of not a comeback, which is where it derives from, but the ability to take that rocket catch animation, so to speak, which is something that's more manually done. But because there's really not a defense on the end that you can call that covers all four of those guys, it makes it, you know, a borderline glitch. You have to have things that promote fair gameplay. You have to have the tournament promoters not so much looking for profitability, but to help bring the tournament scene back up to the level to where it was, you know, a few years ago when we were going out to Vegas and different places like that. And, you know, you get people to want to come out.
So you think that if the game, which you did say is a pretty good game this year on the 360 platform, but if you think if the game, for instance, had where if the rocket catch didn't exist and it was just a realistic run, you know, realistic animation, but not a, you know, a tall receiver jumping up, you know, to catch a tall pass, if you think that if those types of things, borderline glitches or, you know, slight bugs in the program were eliminated from the game, that it might bring more ballers out to the tournaments to feel like they actually have a shot to win?
Well, and it would. Not necessarily saying that, you know, it has to be eliminated from the game, because, you know, we as players can't do that. That's something that, you know, EA and their programmers, they have to work on, they have to fix, and, you know, you have to understand that when they fix that, then something else pops up. So a game is never going to be flawless, so to speak. But we as players and we as, you know, 20 promoters and, you know, the guys who are, you know, behind the scenes, they run tournaments, competition committees, things like that, we can institute rules that decrease the, you know, decrease the ability to run those glitches or gimmicks in the game.
Okay. Interesting. I've got breaking news for anybody who's listening. Dynasty has just won the Madden Challenge down in Turks and Caicos, and he has beaten the online Madden Challenge winner, Get Off Me Son. So Dynasty is the, I guess, 2008 Madden Challenge winner. So there you have it, breaking news from the Madden voice.
Congratulations to Dynasty.
Congratulations to Dynasty. That's great stuff. I tell you, he's on a roll. he's certainly on a roll. Definitely seems like it. All right. Well, I think that you certainly raised some interesting points, and I think that that's something that the tournament directors may have to wrestle with. Putting in some controls like that, what would that mean? Does it level out the playing field a bit, and does it, bring back some fun in the game? Definitely something to chew on.
that's what it's about. It's about you hit the nail right on the head. It's about fun. You know, it's no fun to go to a tournament and have somebody just rocket catch on you all the way down the field. You know, it's no fun to spend $300-$500 on a plane ticket or even a road trip to get somewhere just to have somebody rocket catch on you all the way down the field, time after time.
Right. Yeah, certainly I can see how that might be frustrating. And the only thing that I would say is that I think we've seen over the years that every year the game's going to have a hole in it. And, we have seen that the – whoever sets the rules, Baller Brown and his guys set the rules. They really try to not restrict gameplay. I think this year was the most restrictive I've ever seen. In the last few years that I've been involved, and it is turned into more of a freestyle kind of game. And if that's not going to change, then I guess that means that guys are going to have to figure out. If that's the case, and that people are going to play this way, then can you combat that? And there's usually a way. It's just a matter of whether you got the skill or not. But there's usually a way. Usually, from what I've seen over the recent years, particularly on next gen, if there is a bug or a deficiency in the game, there usually is a way to try to combat it. And it might be frustrating, I'll tell you. It's frustrating.
But the thing is that what you end up having to do is to overcompensate.
Right.
Rocket catch, you can stop it, but you have to overcompensate to stop it. So it's not that you can't stop, but when you have to overcompensate for something that's a bug in the game, then it opens the door for everything else. When that's really not what it's intended to do. A comeback route shouldn't be, overly effective. You should be able to stop comeback routes in the cover two.
Just
a plain cover two.
Right. Well, I will say this though. If you stop a lot of these guys that rely on that stuff, if you stop them, they're usually pretty much easy pickings after that. If you can take away their bread and butter,
and not me. If you stop me from rocket catching, that means again you're overcompensating. I'm going to hit you in the head with something else. So I'm not saying that I can't do it, but the elite level ball.
I'm talking about the guys that rely on it, because there are guys that they base their whole game on rocket catching and fullback diving. And so I would say, that's a large number of the guys out there that think they're pretty good. They're going to rocket catch and fullback dive on y'all game. And if you can shut that down, you're going to find that they don't really have a lot. But you're right. Guys in my league are pretty adaptable. The guys in the EAFL, they come at you. They'll come at you, three or four different ways. And, they're pretty tough, too. So I hear what you're saying. Well, Beast, man, it's been great to have you on the show. Are you planning, any involvement in any of the what are you doing these days, and where can we find you? Are you going to be involved, or can we get you back on the scene? I mean, no disrespect to Curly and Rico and those guys, they do a great job, but there's room for everybody, man. Can we get you back? I mean, what's going on?
You never know what the future holds, man. I'm never too far away from the scene. My ear is always to the ground. I'm always accessible. So, whenever guys need to reach me, they know how to find me, via, like, you guys found me via email. There are a lot of cats that got my phone number. I'm accessible through different people, even through Xbox Live, but I'm always on the scene. I'm always around. I'm never too far away.
All right. Sounds good. All right. A1 is not on the line, so I will pass along. I think Coach K has your contact information, so
yeah,
we'll
yeah.
pass along something for A1 so you guys can connect offline. So,
good deal.
All right, sir. Hey, we appreciate you calling in, and we hope to have you back on again.
You will sometime.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for calling in. Take care.
All right, man. You guys take care.
All right. And everybody, that was, you know, the Beast. Yeah, that was pretty good. Actually, I got a couple of those. I got this one too. That was pretty good. And I also have this one. You like that one, don't you? I know you guys like that one. Let's see. Do I have any other good ones? Let's see. Let's try this one. All right. See, I got a lot of ways to thank people for coming on to the show. All right. Now, before I move on, I'd be remiss. An hour and a half has gone by. We've hardly touched on the league. I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge our new Super Bowl champ. We have a new Super Bowl champ in the EAFL Major League. And for those of you who don't know, the EAFL Major League is a sanctioned league. You've heard the term Madden Federation. Madden Federation chairman is T-Boy. He's been on the show. Commissioner is Bobby Storm, the same Bobby Storm that runs the Game Time Philly organization. And you've probably seen Bobby at the Madden Challenge as well. They have a federation that sanctions tournaments, and thanks to Philly Ron and his involvement, they've expanded it to include certain leagues that must pass a pretty stringent test on quality, on involvement in the Madden community, involvement in the tournament scene, rules, gameplay. The EAFL is one of the sanctioned league. King of the Hill League, run by Boza, is the other one. There may be one other one, but I don't know the name of it, so sorry, can't plug you guys. And we're sanctioned, which means that the same ranking points that Dynasty just won, not as many, but the same that he just won for winning the MC, you can also get ranking points for being a Super Bowl champion or a Super Bowl runner-up, and the EAFL Major League for the 360 system only. We do have six leagues, but that's the only sanctioned league currently. So when you join the EAFL, one of your goals is to work your way up and try to get into that sanctioned league. And we just had a great Super Bowl between the Coltrane and the legend himself, the DC Bama. And, Coltrane, as has been mentioned numerous times on the message board, fairly new to the game of Madden. Yes, we know. That said, guy came in and took out our legend, Bama, and won his first Super Bowl in, I believe, his second season in the EAFL, which is not a record. We did have a guy come in his first season once and win the Super Bowl. But that guy, first game in the next season, was blown out and quit the league. So we'll see if Coltrane's future is brighter. But congratulations to Cole for winning the Major League. No matter what the circumstances are, to come into the Major League and win a Super Bowl is a magnificent accomplishment. No one can take it away from you. And to do it in your second season in the league is pretty good. Well, that said, I have to shout out from a boy to DC Bama. Bama's been in the league from day one. Even before we started the league, one of the few guys that I met as we were pondering starting the EAFL, him along with Coach K and Utilize, a.k.a. Vince, and some of the other guys that are still in the EAFL today, Fastball, a.k.a. Big Will, and Memphis, and Train, and some of the other guys that are in the league that are still here today from day one. And Bama's probably the guy who's been the most consistent no matter what system we played on, whether it was PS2 or 360. He has been in 10 Super Bowls, 24 seasons of gameplay, 10 Super Bowls. Now, 4-6 in the Super Bowls, and I'm sure that sticks in his side about as much as it would stick in anybody's side. But that said, to make it to 10 Super Bowls is great. We're going to interview Bama in the upcoming weeks, and we want to hear his thoughts on the EAFL, where it is, where it's coming, where it's going, his thoughts on his Super Bowl performance, and also get his thoughts on the tournament scene. He's very active on the tournament scene and has made some noise at Players Bowl in some of the tournaments. And even before the EAFL was ranked, was a sanctioned league, Bama actually was world-ranked at one point by the Madden Federation based on his performances at the tournament. So real solid baller. I'm going to do an interview with him. Kind of tough to get him during the show, so I might do one pre-recorded and then advertise it on the show. But great job to Coltrane. Great job to the DC Bama for what they've done in the EAFL. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's just make sure that I got everybody. And, there's quite a few people here. All right, let's see. 484 area code. You've been trying to get on the show for a while. Welcome to the Madden Voice, 484.
Yo.
Yes,
hello?
Sir. Yes.
Yo, this bad news at Game Time Philly.
Oh, how you doing, bad news?
What's up? I had that exclusive for you from Kurtz Dynasty was on the line. He hung up now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say congrats to my boy. Game Time Philly, we're doing big things. You're going to see us at Players Bowl. And I'm guarantee you, one of us is going to take Players Bowl right now. So
right.
Just wanted to let you know that.
Philly in the house. One of them is going to take Players Bowl. Hey, if you can get Dynasty back, we're on for 20 more minutes live. If you get him back, I'll keep an eye out for your number. I'll get you right on.
Yeah, that's why I was keeping on calling back off and on, because he will call me and then hang up and all that other good stuff. So,
okay, yeah, if you get him back, I'll stop what I'm doing. Now that I know what you're doing, I'll make sure you get right on. So I'll keep an eye out for your number.
All right, then.
All right, thanks for calling in.
All right, no problem.
All right. Bad news from Game Time Philly. Had Dynasty on. Just missed them, so we will keep a lookout and see if Dynasty calls back into the show, and we can get a live exclusive from the Turks. That would be great. We might even go, if we get them on, we might even go beyond the 11 o'clock time. In case you don't know, the Blog Talk Radio format is up to two hours live, and then you can actually do a third hour, but it won't be streamed on the internet. The only way to get it would be to call in or to catch the archive. So if for some reason we're on with someone from Turks at 11, I'm going to stay on, and if you want to call in and listen or just catch the archive. The archive comes out by morning. The archive will be available on iTunes. Just search for my name, EAFL Commish. You can download any of our 33 shows off of iTunes. Listen to it at your leisure on your iPod. I picked up an iPod Touch 32 gig. Oh, my God. I love it. I can't put it down. I tell you, I can't get an iPhone because I don't like AT&T. Sorry. Don't sue me. But I got the iPod Touch, and, man, I love it. All right. Back to the phone lines, 937 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yo, this is J-Bev. What's up?
Hey, J-Bev, what's happening?
Oh, not much. What's going on?
Nothing. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I just pretty much called in because I wanted Cole to call in since you were talking about him.
Okay.
All right, he's on the line now. I'll get him to you.
Cole! All right, go ahead, get him.
Hey!
Coltrane!
What's up?
Congratulations on a Super Bowl win.
Oh, thank you.
Season two. I mean, you got a cheerleader in J-Bev who is certainly you don't have to say anything. The guy is certainly proud of you and has expressed his pride on the forums.
I don't know why he follows me around like that. He's weird. I don't know. Yeah, I appreciate his support. He gives me a nice target.
Training order. You might have to get a restraining order or something.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why he keeps cheering for me. No, it's...
J-Bev's record in the EAFL is nothing short of extraordinary himself, being a past multiple Super Bowl winner. But that said, he also has said that you're kind of his protege. Now, set the record straight. You know, he said you're new to the game, and he's taught you a lot about the game. Is that true? Or is he taking a little more credit than he deserves?
Oh, he's taught me everything, to be honest. I mean, right before the Madden Challenges this year, he wanted me to travel with him. So, I mean, he taught me a couple. As a traveling buddy. And
are you there? Hello? Coltrane? All right. Seem to have lost the Coltrane. Are you there?
Hold on a second. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right. I don't know. This phone must have bad service or something. Anyways, what was the question again?
How much credit should JBev take for your success?
Oh, he deserves a lot of credit. You know, he started right before the first Madden Challenges this year. He wanted me to travel with him, and I had never really played the game before, but he just taught me how to play, you know, the basic stuff. And just from there, I mean, we've been playing together we've played together all the time now, and he taught me how to rocket catch. He taught me how to run fullback dive like every single play, and that's all there is to it. So, I mean, he deserves all the credit I could give him.
All right. Well, that's great. Now, you know, are you going to, you know, what's your prediction for the upcoming season? Do you think, what team did you get?
I got the Chiefs.
Okay. And what are your expectations? Do you think you're, you know, is this the beginning of a dynasty? Yeah, okay, shout out to Dynasty, MC winner. Is this a dynasty in the beginning here, or did you just have a fluke good year?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that the Raiders are a really good team to play with, I mean, compared to the Chiefs. I don't know. I mean, I went 10-6 with the Dolphins the first season in the majors. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'd be disappointed if I didn't make the playoffs. I don't know if I'll be able to win another Super Bowl anytime soon. I mean, we'll just see. I don't know. I mean, going to have to maybe I can play JBev in the championship. That would be nice. But, I mean, I'm not going to hype myself up too much. I guess I'll leave that to Josh.
Well, I'll tell you this, winning a back-to-back Super Bowl would make you an instant legend, and so there's something for you to shoot for. It also, winning your first Super Bowl has made you an instant target, so see.
Absolutely.
We'll see which wins. Is it going to come out the legend or the target?
I don't know.
I guess we'll see. All right, Cole,
yep.
Thanks for calling in. Congratulations again, and good luck this season.
Yep, thanks.
All right, take care.
You too.
All right, that was the Coltrane, and that is that's the Major League winner, guys. That's the guy who right now has set the bar, and can you take him down? All right, we have a 419 caller calling in. 419, welcome to the show.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
This is Delph calling in.
Delph
from Ohio,
how are you?
Madden Nation Season 3. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I've heard about the show through my dude, T-Boy Gold. He told me about the show. I've been listening to it for the past 2 hours, and I like what I'm hearing, man. Pretty tight show, and just wanted to give a shout-out to my dude, Paul, from Big City Tournaments in Columbus. Make sure I come down and check that tournament out on the 25th. My dude, T-Boy Gold and Harrisburg doing this thing, best in the business bowl on the 31st. Check that out. I'm going to be there. I know Dynasty's going to be there. He won it the past 2 times. And congrats to Dynasty, too, man. Like, that's crazy. I remember back in the day when I won my city in 06, when I used to call Dynasty or whatever, and he used to answer the phone like, Grandma got it, like arguing with his grandma because she was interrupting. But, I mean, I'm just trying to say that he came a long way, man. I'm proud of him or whatever, man. So, just calling to give a little 2 cents. I know the show is about to be over, so just thought I'd call in and show my support. And look out for King of the Sticks Part 3, too. That's coming soon. That's my tournament. Sanction.
King of the Sticks Part 3. All right.
King of the Sticks.
We'll look forward to
Ohio.
That. And you are also, if I remember Paul correctly earlier on, you are the current Big City Tourney Champion, too, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
All right. All right, so you got a little target on your back now, too, huh?
Yeah, if that's what you want to call it.
you'll be there on the 25th, right, at that tournament?
Yeah, I'll be there on the 25th, and I'll be in Harrisburg on the 31st, too.
Okay, 25th.
I'm trying to get down there to support my dude, T-Boy. I haven't been able to make it, but I'm going to be there this time, man. So.
Well, we will have a show on the 27th, which is 2 weeks from tonight. So we will make sure that we get T-Boy on for the 27th to promote the show, promote his tournament. So there's a lot happening. We've got Rod's tournament this Saturday, NJMaddenBallers.com. We've got Big City Tournament coming up on the 25th. And then we have T-Boy Harrisburg Ballers Club on the 31st.
And King of the Sticks coming soon. King of the Sticks Part 3.
King of the Sticks Part 3 coming soon. Stay tuned for more info. All right. Sounds great. Well, Duff, we appreciate you calling in.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. I'll be tuning in next Tuesday, too. I mean, the Tuesday after, because you said y'all and I having a show next week, right?
Yeah, we're gonna take off next week so everyone can enjoy the inauguration of President Barack Obama.
Yeah, shout out to Obama too. I got Obama shirt on right now. Shout out to Obama.
There you go. Definitely shout out to Obama. All right, Duff, thanks for calling in.
All right, man.
All right. Have a good evening.
Yep. One.
All right. All right. That was Duff calling in, and we're still hoping that maybe we can get Dynasty back, and you guys will remember that Dynasty was on the show last week with Bobby Storm and Little Man, and you know, we'll see if we can get them back on before we go off the air. We also have with us no stranger to everybody, if I can unmute him successfully, Coach K on the phone.
What's going on, T?
Nothing, man. Coach K, Welcome to the Madden Voice.
All right. Well, good show so far. Very good.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I do want to take a minute and let's take a quick – we talked about the Super Bowl champ. I want to just take a quick minute and look at the draft order for the Major League and just see if anything – you know, the draft was Sunday night, and I apologize to the league. We did not have a show for the draft, you know, but we will have one coming back. And for all of you guys out there on the waiting list, you know, I'm on the waiting list too, and I own the league. So, you know, don't feel bad about sitting on the waiting list. I can't even get back in, and I own the thing. So, you know, I just got my Xbox back yesterday, and I'm waiting for a spot to open up. And, you know, I'll be patient about it and hopefully get back into the league and get to competing again real soon. But the picks were, I'll just read them in order, Cowboys, Chargers, Giants, Steelers, Pats. That's the first five. No real surprises there. Jags, Eagles, Redskins, Titans, Raiders. Next five, again, no real surprises there. Skins might be a little high, but other than that, no real surprises. Ravens, Vikings, Colts. Colts at 13 seems a little low. Panthers, Saints, again, no real surprises. Texans, Broncos, Cardinals, Packers, Bears. You know, I mean, there's a lot that you can say. You could say maybe the Packers could be a little higher. A lot of people say the Texans are a pretty good Madden team. The Bears with that defense, you know, not a offensive juggernaut, but Hester certainly can get you something. But, again, nothing to really say, oh, my God, about. 49ers at 21, to me, was a little bit of a surprise, but not a shock, but a little bit of surprise. Bills, Bucks, Falcons, and Browns, the next five teams. Jets, Bengals, Rams, Chiefs, and Dolphins. And then we finish with the Seahawks and then the wonderful 0-16 NFL Lions. And that was the EAFL draft for season 34. I'm going to be going back and counting up some seasons to see where we're at. But we're pretty close to 100 seasons of gameplay. But I'll be going back and counting those out. Let me just check and make sure that I'm not missing. Okay, good. I had a question that was, let's see. There was an NFL question sent in, and we don't have a lot of time left, but an NFL question sent in. How is it possible that the Cardinals' defense emerged as the best in these playoffs? I don't know if that's true or not. I think their defense played a very good game against Carolina, but I don't know that I would say they have a better defense than Pittsburgh, than the Eagles, or than the Ravens. I don't know that they're the best in the playoffs, but I do think that that was a complete upset over Carolina. And, you know, the Cardinals have completely taken everything that the pundits say and twisted it. They say you need to come into the playoffs on a roll. They did not come in on a roll. You know, they say that you have to have a lot of playoff experience. Outside of Kurt Warner, they have no playoff experience. Well, Edgerrin James and Kurt Warner, other than that, no playoff experience, fairly new coach. You know, home field advantage meant nothing. I mean, they just came in and they executed their plan and they believed and they put a whooping on the Panthers. I mean, no one saw that one coming, and hats off to them. The Eagles have taken out the Giants. You know, I don't really care either way. I don't like either team, but there will be a new Super Bowl champ. The Eagles, right now, arguably the hottest team around, took out the Giants. Over in the AFC, you had the Ravens take down the Titans. I was not surprised. I'm not a Kerry Collins believer. And, you know, and it showed. He made some mistakes, and they lost that game. And then the Steelers took down the Chargers. And I think that the Chargers certainly got hot late and then played a strong game. But, you know, I got to tell you, you know, you don't lose an LT and just think that you can go in and beat a top team. And maybe LT isn't what he was, but, you know, LT is still, 90% of LT is still better than 80% of the running backs in the league. And so without him, what do you got? John Smoltz, it's official, is a Boston Red Sox, for you Red Sox fans, happened today. So Baltimore visits Pittsburgh, Philly visits Arizona, and I think you're going to have two good games this weekend for the privilege to go to the Super Bowl. All right, let's check and make sure that we are not missing. Nope, it does not appear that we will get Dynasty on tonight, which would have been a nice coup, but what are you going to say? Coach K, any thoughts, any comments, anything to add?
Oh, well, you know, just very interesting hearing for everyone. Dave from the battlebegins.com, Paul from Big City Attorneys, you know, A1 checking in again. You know, drama, you know, promoting the KOTC event this Saturday.
Yeah, that's you're killing my thunder, man. That's how I end the show every week, man. You can't take the host thunder, man. You're not allowed to take the host thunder, man. I'm the one that thanks everybody for calling in, man. You can't take the host thunder, man. Don't you watch daytime talk shows? You know, don't you watch Jerry Springer? You know, does he walk around and shake everybody's hand? You know, Jerry Springer goes and shakes everybody's hand, say thanks to the show. All right, cool. Well, Coach, in case people don't know, Coach K is very instrumental in getting people onto the show, and we talk almost every day about the AFL, you know, he does a lot for the league, and he's key in getting guys onto the show. So if you're wondering how we get such great guests, wonder no further. And guess what? I've got Coach K and you don't, so there. All right, Coach K,
yep.
I'll let you go. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir.
All right, take care. Yep. All right, my final words tonight, you know, a couple things I want to get off my chest a little bit here. You know, one is real simple. You know, there are a lot of guys out there, for some reason or another, that continually want to target the EAFL and want to have something colorful to say about the league. And, you know, when you do that, you do nothing but demean and degrade yourself. We even had a guy come on one of the other Madden sites claiming to represent another Madden group and accused us of stealing this and stealing that and all of these things that are just not true. Now, the head of that group did go on and apologize and say, you know, that guy doesn't represent me, and that was great. But, you know, this hatred and dislike and antagonistic attitude needs to go away. As you can see, we are here for the community, and we are not here at the expense of other members of the community. We are here to provide, without a doubt, the best and most competitive and most active Madden League that you will find, period. We play leagues in 4 weeks, playoffs in 1 week, and we play between 8 and 10 seasons a year. We have 6 leagues, including our Dynasty League, and are about to open our 7th. If you want to join us, you go to EAFLMadden.com/join. If you don't, then don't. But let's save all the hatred and let's save all of the belittling. It's ugly, it's unnecessary, and frankly, guys, it is beneath you. With that said, I want to thank everybody. We will not be here next week. We are taking a week off. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And please watch the inauguration next Tuesday of President Barack Obama. And remember to join the EAFL, where all feuds are settled on the field. We'll be right back.